Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today because we are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, the topic of energy, specifically how to unlock your infinite energy field. And this is really important when it comes to spirituality and manifestation, because so often we forget that we are energetic beings, we are spiritual beings, and that the greater part of us is in spirit, is non-physical. And so when we remember to really tend to that energy, this is when we begin to amplify the physical manifestations that we begin to see appear inside our reality. And so I really wanted to talk about this because I've had so many interesting questions and topics land in my inbox recently. I've been having so many incredible conversations with my clients as well around this topic of energy and how we can begin to start to build more momentum, because energy loves to move. But, you know, there are so many different, very subtle energetic signature patterns that can keep us stuck. So it's really being in the labyrinth of our existence. And there lies this potent, untapped reservoir, if you will, of power. It's this infinite energy field that we all have access to. And this energy is not just a mere concept. It's the very essence of our being. It's that unseen force that shapes our reality. This is like the cosmic postal system for all of our goals, dreams, wishes, and desires. So as soon as you set that powerful intention, the universe starts to rearrange things behind the scenes, and your job is to align with what you want and to make it happen. And so by unlocking and harnessing this energy, we can transform our lives in the most profound ways, bringing all of our deepest desires into manifestation. And there's also, how do I put this? There's also a very mystical essence behind energy. Our energy field is much more than just a physical or mental force. It's a mystical entity deeply connected to not only the universe or God consciousness or super consciousness, but it's so hard to describe. This is naming the nameless where all form originates from. And if you see the accompanying article to this podcast episode, you can go to sarahprout.substack.com. And I've got on there a diagram that is a downflow from the spiritual to the mental to the physical. And so often people try and change their physical reality, their physical circumstances, their environment by doing things, hustle, 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 rather than paying attention to the spiritual aspect. And so this concept really echoes the ancient Hermetic principle of as above, so below, as within, so without. And our internal energy mirrors the cosmic energy. And by aligning the two, we unlock the door to limitless potential. And there's also science behind this, and I am no scientist by any stretch of the imagination, but I do have a keen interest in this when it comes to researching the quantum field, because it plays very closely into the more philosophical, metaphysical principles of manifestation. And so, interestingly enough, the notion of an infinite energy field is not just mystical, but it's also grounded, as I mentioned, in science. Quantum physics has revealed that at a fundamental level, everything in this entire universe is energy. I wrote about this in Be the Love in Chapter 7, which is titled Everything is Energy. And this energy vibrates at different frequencies, and these vibrations influence our reality, our thoughts, emotions, intentions, and they all emit this very specific frequency, like a radio signal, and it attracts our experiences that resonate with those frequencies. This is the law of attraction, and it plays very harmoniously with the law of vibration. It's simply really like attracts like. You know, and I've seen this happen time and time again where people are like, I don't believe in the law of attraction, or I don't get it. Have you ever heard somebody that's like, that just has given up before they've even tried to understand a concept? And they're like, well, I don't get it, so I'm not even going to try. So that, to me, if that's you, there's no shame here. I'm just pointing it out. I've done this myself before. It's It's an invitation from the universe to harness that energy and get curious. Because to unlock your infinite energy field, you start by cultivating a deep awareness of your thoughts and your emotions. Mindfulness and meditation, for instance, are really powerful tools in this endeavor, and they help you to attune to your inner frequency to guide it towards more positivity, towards more abundance that you're attracting into your life. So when you visualize your goals with clarity and with passion and emotion, you guys know that I've been talking so much about emotional empowerment as part of my work for, oh gosh, the last over 5 years now. And I've been a manifestation teacher in the online space for nearly 15 years. And visualization is such a powerful tool, and yet we don't often make it a goal to spend time in our mind's eye to really tune in to the field of infinite potential, to get into that state where you are connecting with God consciousness, super consciousness, the energetic force of the universe, that cosmic divine will. And then once you're at that frequency and that point, that deep level in your meditation, that you can then begin to plant those seeds in your mind's eye. And what I'm fascinated about, and this is something that I work with a lot with my private clients, is the idea of getting to that spiritual space and then identifying that you have the perfect environment to seed intentions that will be experience rapid growth and amplified manifestation, and sometimes even magnified manifestations. You're closing that gap between intention to manifestation. My husband Sean and I often joke that, you know, that the universe speaks to us through the TV. So, and it's usually when we get into that state of super consciousness through our meditation practice, through experiencing daily joy and mindfulness and connection to nature and relaxation, that we notice that the TV, or the universe speaks to us through the TV. So for instance, and I'll give you a for instance here because I know you guys love that. It was a couple of days ago, maybe even 3 days ago, Sean and I went into the bookstore, Sag Harbor Books, in Main Street here in the Hamptons, and Sean saw this Lego set. And there's something really meditative about Lego for Sean. I don't know what it is. It's like he has this brilliant systematic mind and he needs to just set aside time to be with the Lego blocks. And so he saw this one and he bought it. It was like $275 and he thought, I'm going to create this. I think it was a transformer just off the top of my head. I can only see the red bricks because they're sitting in the living room right now. And then we watched a show that night. We watched The Masked Singer. The kids like it. It's a fun, entertaining show to watch sometimes at nighttime. And on the show, and this was probably like 5 or 6 seasons ago, so it's going back to like 2020, they had this whole segment with the judging panel and the performers to do with Lego. And we're like, it's doing it again. The universe is speaking to us through the television. But this is what happens. You see, that intention and feedback is the basis of the universe. This is how the universe speaks to us. And when you are in flow, I mean, well, let's backtrack a little bit here. There is no inherent meaning behind that. You get to attach the meaning that you want to the signs and synchronicities that show up in your reality. And at a more advanced level, you can discern that your frequency is being held at a specific set point to encourage more of those signs and synchronicities and symptoms of flow that are operating in your current reality. You can verify that. And that's where it gets really fun, because the more you celebrate it with that sense of wonderment and awe, that childlike wonder, the more these kind of signs and symptoms and synchronicities will show up in your reality. So this practice is rooted in the law of attraction. It's a principle that, of course, I talk about this so much. It suggests that we attract what we focus on, but more importantly, we attract what we feel. We attract what we believe we are capable of receiving. And so in my line of work, and especially with my clients, we work together on a lot of energy blocks and how to overcome them. So our energy field, our aura, is often cluttered with blocks, negative thought patterns, past trauma, past life trauma, limiting beliefs. And these blocks can impede the flow of energy and hinder our manifestation efforts. And so to clear these blocks, you need to get really clear about what you want, practice forgiveness, self-love and self-care and affirmations. And affirmations are so fantastic to rewire negative thought patterns and realign your energy with your desired outcome. But the key thing that's often missed, and I've said this so many times, is that the missing key to the law of attraction, and I really want to get serious when I say this because not enough people are talking about this, that the missing key to the law of attraction is consistent connection with the universe, consistent connection with God, consistent connection to super consciousness, to the field of infinite potential. If you, and this is just my opinion, by the way, and this could be a little controversial, so lean in. I believe that if you throughout your meditation are not communing intentionally with the divine, then you cannot manifest in the way that you wish, because it's very mind-based. That's only like level two. Go to sarahprout.substack.com or click the link in the description of this podcast. See the diagram, spiritual, mental, physical. It is a downflowing energy from the divine. We are all manifested beings as part of the divine. We are the creators of our own experience made by the creator. And so when we remember that it's a downflow, that you fix the spiritual first, you tend to the spiritual with daily practice, with maybe even high-level mentorship with me, and I'll talk about that more in a minute. If you do these things, if you have somebody to guide you through this, or you want to figure it out for yourself, which is totally okay too, you remember that this life experience that we're on isn't just about personal gain. It's about living in harmony with the field of infinite potential. I remember when I had my near-death experience in 2015, and this is a story for another day. I'm going to keep this super short, that the anesthetic wore off when I was having a C-section and my body went into shock. I was in so much pain. I could feel everything just after they took the baby out, and I was... the wound was still open. it was bad. It was very grisly. And I remember being outside of my body, but being aware that my body was lying on the operating table. And I was in this field of infinite energy, of love, this intoxicating type of love. And I could see all of these visual interpretations of the things that I love, things like white orchids and ornate gold mirrors and all of this kind of luxury themed decor and furniture. But at the same time, it was this feeling of I'm connected to everyone and everything. And I remember when I was in that infinite energy field, it felt so peaceful. Now, this is something that I really want you to know, that you don't have to have a near-death experience to experience that. You can do this through meditation. You can do this through mentorship of somebody that can really guide you and inspire you on that journey. Because here's the thing, there are so many people out there that do have intuitive faculties. They do have a very well-developed sense of discernment. I mean, many of my clients have experienced incredible success during their lifetime so far, but they get stuck at this level and they're wondering, well, what's that pivotal point that will get me to that next level? And so that's why in recent months I received this, be it a transmission or a download or this piece of awareness that I needed to get back into mentoring again. And I did mentoring. I've done it over the last decade, on and off very briefly. And this is why I wanted to today create this episode, that if this speaks to you, I would love to invite you to work with me in my exclusive mentorship program for 2024. Because over the past decade, as I mentioned, I have worked as a leading manifestation expert. I've guided a broad range of clients, from high performers to celebrities to top level executives. And so if this is you, if this sounds like you, I want you to imagine that you are surpassing your current level of success and venturing into an untapped realm of your infinite potential. And I also want to say that this journey isn't for everybody. It's really beyond ordinary coaching. It's a deep dive into the core of your being. It's a transformative path designed exclusively for high performers. And so it's a unique blueprint to success. I like to see it as metaphysical metamorphosis. So if this interests you, then please check out the link in the description of this podcast or go to sarahprout.com/mentoring-with-sarah. So thank you so much for being here with me today. It has been an absolute pleasure. I'm sending you so much love and light, and bye for now.